All right. What else should we do? We got several scriptures to read. After we read them, you can be seated. If you, you know, really can't stand for some reason, God knows. First John. We want to read First John chapter 5 and verse 14 and 15. When you have it, just say amen. One of the First Johns, one of them little Johns back in the back. 1 John 5, 14 and 15. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him.
Amen. Turn to St. Matthew.
Chapter 7. And we're going to read from 7 to 11. Would you have it? Would you say amen?
Amen.
Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asked it, receive it. And he that seek it, find it. And to him that knock it, it shall be open. Or what man is there of you whom, if his son asks bread, will he give a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to him, to them that ask? In the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35 through 39. When you have that, would you say amen? Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which had great recompense or reward. For ye have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition or sin, but of them that believe to the saving of his soul. And our last scripture is found in 3 John. You have that, would you say amen? 3 John, 2nd verse. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. What I'm talking about today, our message is God can and he will. I didn't hear too much response of that. Maybe that didn't sink over. God can. Can what? Do whatever you ask him to do. God can and he will.
Heard one amen. Amen. Somebody give God the praise.
Thank you.
Amen. Somebody give the Lord a praise. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. God can and he will. Amen. So, amen. We'll talk about, amen, kind of just kind of reciting over some of the scriptures that we've already read. It said, and this is the confidence.
This is the confidence. Confidence is faith and trust in God. Confidence is like, I have confidence. Somebody may say, I have confidence that this person will be there. Amen. A good name is so important to have. A good name, amen, is not so much that's your name, but people know that you do what you say you would do. Amen. Amen. And it says, the confidence, in other words, confidence is trust. It means it's faith and trust and belief. And this is the confidence that we have in who? In God, in him. That if we ask anything, it didn't say something, it said if we ask anything, and if it's according to his will, Somebody said, well, how would I know if something is according to his will? His word. If you read his word is his will. Anything outside of the word of God is not God's will. It's not, I don't care if you said it, your mama said it, your daddy said it, the pastor said it. If it's not in the word, it's outside the will of God. But if it's in the word, you go in the scriptures and find out what you're standing in need of and see if it's in this word. Amen. They say, this is the confidence, this is the belief, this is the trust we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, according to his word, he heareth us. He hears us. When you pray, you need to believe that he hears you when you pray. Amen. If you all foggy minded, and like we said, if you all filled with anxiety and stuff, you don't know if God hearing you or not, your mind not stable and clear enough. But when you get steady and you get resting in him and at peace, you need to know, if you already know the word, you need to know that he's hearing me. Amen. The Bible says his ears are open to the cries of the righteous. God is, his ears are always open. He's never asleep. He never sleeps or slumber. You can talk to him while you're in your bed. You can talk to him when you get up. He's always listening. Amen. Amen. And if this is a confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. So if you don't really know, haven't thought about that, remember God said he hear you. And if it said, and if, that word if, and if we know. See, he can state that to you, but if you really don't know it, if you really don't believe it, it might not work for you. You have to know. It's an if you know, because he's saying sometimes we don't know. Sometimes we're not in a place where we need to be yet to hear God, so we don't know if he's hearing us or not. So he let you. He wouldn't put if in there if he knows sometimes you're going to hear him and sometimes you're not. It say if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions or the requests or whatever we desire of him. Whether it happens right then, the next day, the next month, we know that it's surely going to come because our faith is going to take. That's what faith is. Faith is to help you to walk out stuff that has not happened yet. So if you don't seem, you seem like your faith is faltering, or you feel like it's, you have little faith and almost can't, don't feel like you almost have none, because God's given to every man a measure of faith, but your faith has to be stirred up. If you have not, amen, cultivated your faith, you might feel like there's no faith there. I'm not saying that there's none there, but you might feel like there's none there, because you have not been building up your faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. Faith come by hearing. Hearing come by the word of God. You don't listen to the things of God. You listen to all this other stuff, but you don't listen to something that's edifying. You don't listen to the word. You don't read the word. You don't confess the word. You don't exercise that. Yeah, man, it's going to feel like you have no faith. I'm not saying you don't have no faith. It's going to feel like that's not working for me. It's saying, and if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions or the requests that we desire of him. Amen.
And Lord, teaching and preaching all together.
Amen. And Matthew, it says, then it tells you what to do. It's let you know, first of all, don't cast, in other words, don't. This is the confidence. You got to have confidence. God said you got to have fully trust and belief in me. Now, circumstances will present themselves to make it look like God can say it's so, and your circumstances can look like it's not so. And your flesh will kind of gear and pull to that, the not so, than the so. If you don't seek God, if you don't call upon the name of the Lord, if you don't say, Lord, I'm struggling with my faith in you. I'm struggling with this situation. I'm struggling because every time the devil is telling you, you're going down. He's saying it's not going to change. So I'm struggling. God rather for you to come to him and say, I'm struggling to help me, or just sit there and let yourself go down. Anybody listen to what the message I sent out yesterday? In other words, about anxiety attacks. Amen. If you've been listening, you would have got a lot out of that. He said, if when you keep that mouth closed, that's when the devil put a muffle on it. You got stuff coming against you, and you just sit in the bed like that, and they say, let me squeeze you. He'll take you down if God don't have mercy. But if you sit there and fight and say, I'm not going down, devil, I rebuke you. Call upon the name of the Lord, amen, you will break free. Because anxiety, amen, will close, put a clamp upon your mouth. It'll put a clamp upon your spirit. Because fear and torment and all that is mixed in with anxiety. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. It says, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. So God is saying, if it ain't, don't seem like it's working 1 minute. If you knocking, you ask, look like, he said, don't give up. Keep on asking, seeking, and expecting. I'm going to put expecting in there. Expecting. Just don't keep on expecting a change. Expecting a change. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. Expecting a change. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. God said, I don't care if you ask, amen, it's going to happen. I don't care if you seek, it's going to happen. I don't care if you knock, it's going to be up. So they let you know you're doing all these things. Whatever you ask for is going to come open to you. But if you're not doing anything, the door stay shut. Things won't move. Things won't get to moving. They won't get to move. They can stay right there. Somebody give God a praise. It says, for everyone that asks, he lets you know if you ask, you ain't asked in vain. He said, if you ask, you're going to receive it. The devil try to fight us because it don't happen right when we think it's going to happen. Well, when are you going to receive it? He didn't tell you when, because my times, you got to look like the words, at the word, say, my times are in his hand. Your time and God's time at the same time, no way. So when you get to looking like that, my times are in your hand. You got to say, as long as God said it, I know he said it, I'm going to keep expecting it because I know God is not a man that he should lie, and it's going to happen, and he got his own set time. Because actually, whatever that you asked in God, amen, amen, whatever you waiting on, is no wasted time, because he's working on situation, but he's also working on you first. Amen? Maybe some stuff that he do not want in you, that he's rooting out. Most of the time, it's like that. Most of the time, he's purging you, getting stuff up out of you, amen, teaching you through what you're going through. Oh, yeah, teaching you. Amen, amen. You can learn some God. Amen. He'll teach you stuff while you're going. If you're an ungrateful person, amen. Amen. Maybe you're an unfaithful person. Amen. Maybe whatever. Gave time to God to get through doing with you, honey. Ain't nobody got to tell you nothing. You're going to do it. You're going to get it right. Amen. And could you be so glad? I'm so glad, Lord, I'm still here. Somebody give God a praise. I heard somebody say, I don't know if I was watching, I don't know if I was, yeah, I was watching somebody, something yesterday on TV, and the man was saying, oh, am I dreaming or what? The way it happened, he wasn't really dreaming, but somebody was working with him and doing something, but he was of such an old, he said, am I dreaming or what? He said, I believe I'm getting a second chance. Sometimes the stuff that God let you go through, especially when it's devastating, about to take you out of here, and you're getting a second chance on many things, you better get a grip in your spirit and find out what God is saying. Because he ain't say you're going to get 2 or 3 chance. You better get a shake. Then if you need to be more kinder, more considerate, more, amen, humble, whatever, you better get the picture. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks and receive, and he that seek and find it. And to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Verse 9. What man is there of you whom, if his son asks some bread, will he give a stone? Uh-huh. He's getting a perfect example. You love your children? They ask you for some bread? You a wicked woman and a wicked man if you give them a stone. You're not going to give your child a stone unless you something wrong with you. Amen? It said, what man of them whom his son asks bread, he give him a stone. Or if he asks for fish, he give him a serpent. And the Lord said, if ye been evil. He said that because there's evil in the human hearts. There's nothing good but the Father. In case you didn't know that, the Bible said there's no good in us but the Father. When God's spirit on the inside of you, he's the one make you sweet, because you're not sweet without God. You sweet sometimes, and sometimes you're not sweet. So most of the time, glory to God. When you got in you, he'll make you sweet. Amen? And so he said, you being evil with your sometime itself. He said, I know your heart. How many know God said he know the heart of man? He said, I know your heart is definitely wicked. Uh-huh. Am I in the word? Yeah. You got some wickedness in you that you ain't even came out of you. You won't pray God that it don't come. God get clear me for that. I won't see that come out of me. Lord. When everything rides smooth, yeah, you cool and everything, but let the monkey get on your back. Let the monkey get on my back without God's help. Yes, Holy Ghost or no Holy Ghost, you're going to come up out of some stuff if it's in you. Yeah. Only way you won't come up out of some stuff is in you is God's perfected some things in you. But honey, you can be sweet, I know, but honey, somebody said, don't push it too far. People can see all that sweetness and everything, but only God knows how that deep it grows. It's rooted. How deep that root of sweetness is. So that's why the Lord said, if ye then being evil, know how to get, God said, you evil, you got some evil in you, but you know how to give gifts into your children. He said, you know how to give gifts into your children, how much more shall your Father in heaven get good things to them to ask? He said, I'm better than that. I'm your Father in heaven. I'm good all the time. How much more do you think that I won't do for you? That's what he's saying. How much more do you think I will not work for you? If you've been evil, partial, in and out, up and down, sometimes up, sometimes down, and be nice sometimes and some night, if you can do nice things for your children, he said, I'm good all the time. Don't you think I can do way better than that? Ain't that what he's saying? Right. So what he's actually saying, you can trust me. You can put confidence in me. I won't let you down. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. And it says, glory to God. Hallelujah. I have my scriptures here. I have so many.
Oops, Mark's in here and lost them.
Somebody give God a praise.
Yeah. Glory to God.
In the book of Hebrews.
Says,
cast not away therefore your confidence. God said, don't cast away. Somebody said, what do you mean by cast away? God said, when you cast something, they say, if you cast something, what you're really doing, you just throw it. You just throw it real fast. You don't just drop it. You throw it. That means you kick it out of your way.
That's what casting.
Cast means to throw. A way to toss away, to get rid of. That means you getting rid of it real quick. The Lord is saying, no matter how long you've been waiting on me, or whatever you need me to do, he said, believe. He already gave all the other stuff about believing, having confidence in God, asking it shall be given. He already told you all that. He said, now there's a period of time you might have to wait. So he said, while you're waiting, don't throw away your belief or confidence or trust in me. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence. Confidence against your trust, your faith, your belief, which has great recompense of reward. God said, don't throw it away because it's going somewhere. Your faith will not go unnoticed. God said, I'm going to repay you for your faith. Not for nothing you've done, but just for your faith. God said, he that come to me must believe that it is, that I am a rewarder of them that diligently seek me. God said, it's impossible to please me when you don't have faith, when you don't exercise your faith. That's offensive to God when you do not exercise your faith to believe him.
Yes.
So God is saying, even if you feel like I'm struggling, he going to honor the little struggle because you're making an effort. I do believe you, Lord. Uh-huh. In other words, he said, don't cast away. He said, because I rewards faith. God don't reward your money. He don't reward how many times you come to church. He rewards your faith.
Amen.
He rewards how much you trust him.
Yes, Lord.
He gets happy when you and I trust him. This person over here might trust him a whole lot. You might trust him, but little, you're getting to know him. You don't know. I don't care. However, little, you have some trust in the Lord because your faith will grow.
Right.
Because circumstances are going to present themselves that your faith is going
to
grow. You might believe God, start believing God, amen, for a little slight headache, and you prayed and it was gone. Sometime it might be something else. You might have it might not even be a health problem. Might need something. They might get ready to tell you they're going to come and cut something off you and pray to the Lord, and the Lord stop them. Your faith going to grow in all kind of ways.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Somebody give God the praise. It's the will of God that our faith be balanced in every area. God's will for our faith to be the same, stable. That's why we're working on it. We all working on it. His faith is not so much, I believe God so much in this area, but I don't believe God. No, God wants our faith to be built up all the way around. It takes a while to get there. None of us have arrived. Sometimes if you notice, when you really think about it, sometimes your faith is stronger in other areas than other areas. They let you know your faith, it's not supposed to stay that way. God wants it to come up higher and along with the rest. He's saying, if you can trust me for this, you should be able to trust me for that. Somebody get God a praise. And I feel like if you got some real issues, amen. Now, this is Pastor Thomas saying this, but I feel like if you can trust God in some dire situation, almost to death situation, you have to be trusting in everything. Somebody give God the praise. But if you never had no problem, you would know what the Lord would be able to do. Some people might not, you know, and that's a blessing. It's actually a blessing if you don't have to struggle and worry about how you're going to pay your bill. That's a blessing. That's not nobody. Ain't nobody got to be hating on you for that. That's a blessing. But see, you might be all right in that area, but you might have some other issues that you're going to need God to move for you. And you got to have that much faith with it for that. Amen. And even to the ones that maybe don't have, amen, struggling and trying to pay their bill, it's still a blessing for you because you're getting to know some things about God that's strengthening your faith. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. He said, don't throw away your confidence when you're waiting on me for something. He said, because I have a reward for you. The reward may not come the same day you want it to come or when you think it's going to come, but that reward is coming your way. If you don't throw away, now if you throw away your confidence, there's nothing coming to you. If you throw away your faith, the confidence, like, oh, God ain't going to do it. Because you're going to hear that from the devil in your ear. Oh, this situation going to stay the same. God ain't going to do it. I'm going to be living the same house for caves in. I'm going to be sick until I leave out of here. Those are thoughts from the devil. You have to fight that stuff. You have to fight it. Somebody say, how do I fight it? Keep on talking to the Lord. Lord, I need peace in my mind. I rebuke every spirit because God is not telling you that. The devil's telling you that. Somebody give God a praise. Like the brother was saying, he said, when for his 50th birthday, I was listening to one of the messages I sent out. He said 50th birthday, everybody was celebrating, his family, everybody was celebrating his birthday. But to him, it wasn't a celebration because his father died at 49, and the devil was always fighting him and tell him, He said the devil was always telling him he wasn't going to live that long because his father died. You know, them thoughts will haunt you. And those are strongholds. They can be pulled down. Amen. And you got to get that out of your way. You got to say, this that I'm troubled with, I rebuke it, because see, that's a lie. It is the devil lying in your ear. God didn't tell you that. God don't tell you stuff that's making you sad, making you depressed. God do not speak depression and discouragement to you. It comes from Satan. But sometimes we'll listen to that like a tape recorder. We'll just listen to it all the time. It's going to always be like this. You ain't going to live long. Everything, you're going to get wiped out. And if you don't, you got to fight that stuff off your mind. You got to rebuke that, send it back to hell from whence it come. You got to know that God is not done with me yet. I got stuff in here in this life that I'm still supposed to be doing for God, and it's not done yet. And I'm going to get busy doing it. So, devil, you might as well get out of my way and run him right over and keep going like it ain't even like he ain't said nothing. And he won't bother you no more with that, but he'll come somewhere else. Somebody give God the praise. Cast not a devil away your confidence in the Lord. It says, for you, you have need of patience. God is saying, I don't want you to throw your confidence away just because this has not happened yet or the situation has not changed yet. But God said, while you're waiting, you have need of patience. Patience is a word that nobody wants. I don't want. Nobody else wants. Nobody wants to be bothered with patience. But the Lord said we must have patience. Patience is the ability to wait or to continue without complaining. Because if you're waiting but you're whining all the time, you're not manifesting patience. God don't want you waiting and murmuring and complaining and whining and going telling 90 folks all your problems all the time. He do not want you doing that. Because that's going to make you. Do you know, when you really think about it, we all may mention some time about something we're going through, but just know that if you just keep talking about it, and you go tell this person and tell that person everything, do it make you feel better? No. It just focus your attention right on stronger than ever. Amen. There's times I've said repeated myself and I got tired. I must be honest, I got tired. And sometimes I heard the Lord say, now you said that enough. Really? Because in other words, has it changed anything with you? No. So you need to close that up. You want, because see, what you do, you're speaking, God's trying to do something different for you, but you're speaking over him. You need to get on the same page with God. And you have to really have him to strengthen you to do that, especially if the situation is really bad before you. You have to strengthen him. If you keep saying the opposite, see, God honors what he said. He said, I watched over my word to perform. If he sent his word, which is, we read, is already out there, he's watching over it to bring it to pass. But when you start speaking against it, well, you're blocking the answer. Because you're saying, I'm sick. Yeah, you might have every symptom there is, they call. You might hurt and everything, but you ain't got to keep saying it. You got to say, Lord, help me. Help me. Because God is looking for you to say, I might be sick right now, but I will be healed. You got to say, this might be going on. Like, if you feel like I got to say anything, you feel you need to say anything. You say it, but go back over it and say what God say. You know what I'm saying? Say, if you have need of patience after you have done the will of God. God said, after you have waited on me and you have kept my commandments and you have did my will, ye might receive. After God said, after you did all that, you're going to receive. You say, you might receive. You're going to receive the promise. Usually the promise come when you least expect it. Sister Joanne. Usually the promise come when you least expect it. So God wants to calm you, make sure you're in a place of calm so you won't get in his way. In other words, soul kind of put it like a deep sleep on you. In the spirit, kind of like it did. Deep sleep fell on Adam. He will make a woman from the river side. Deep sleep, he'll put a deep sleep on you, kind of sedate you. Because he know you're in terror. He know that you acting up. Caught that one. He know you going buck wild. He knows you're full of anxieties and all up and everything. So he loves you and he understands all that because he'll calm you down first. He might put you in a spiritual sleep or put you in a, you know, this kind of, and then sneak up on you. God loves to surprise you. He loves to surprise, Sister Joanne. And all the way that you figured out and I figured out it's going to happen, it ain't really going to happen the way they figure it out. Somebody give God the praise. Am I preaching today? All the way, God, you know, you find out, when you really find out something, God, you find out God didn't work that out the way you thought he was going to work it out. Amen. That's what somebody was saying, that they wasn't going to get paid on the job, they didn't get paid. But if you were still doing your tithing, they took money from you, God will give it back to you and more to you. He'll make a way out of no way. Anybody got the testimony? He'll make a way out of no way, won't he? Amen. He'll give you more than you got on your job. Somebody give God the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it says, for after you have need of patience, after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. And it said, for yet a little while, and he that shall come will come. And when I tell you, God is saying, sometimes you might feel like you're waiting for a while. How many of you feel like you've been waiting a while? I raise my hand. I feel like with some things, I feel like I've been waiting on for a while, while, while. Ain't nothing wrong with that. God knows we've been waiting on for a while. But God said to him, it's not a while. So that's why he said right here, it says, for yet a little while, he called it a little while. I may call it a long, long, long while. You may call it a long, long while. He that shall come, God said, if I told you I was going to do it, I'm going to do it. It might not come when you think I'm going to do it. It might not happen the way you think this is going to happen, but I'm going to do it. That's getting into God's business, trying to find out what he's going to do, how he's going to do it. I don't see it. I was telling somebody yesterday, in other words, we pray about stuff. And if you pray about stuff, you just sit and do, okay, I prayed about it. Let's sit down here. I prayed about it. Pray about something else. I prayed about it. Abraham said, Lord, show me and I'll go. God said, go, Abraham, and I'll show you. Abraham said, if you show me, Lord, I'll go. God said, get up, move it, Abraham, then I'll show you. So that's faith. God going to tell you to get up and move and do something when you sit up with like this. Amen. God said, get it. You say, I need God to show me something. If you got to start picking up your phone, making some phone calls, or you got to get up and go, you can't sit there and say, I'm waiting on God. Amen. I'm waiting on God. I'm waiting on God. Uh-huh. Amen. Even when it comes to a mate, I know people doing it different today. Yes. Amen. You better stick with that word. What God tell you to stick with that word. If you don't, you're going to be filled with anxiety about crazy if you're a woman. You ain't got to go running after no man. No. Your emotions is too delicate to do that running after man. No. God know how to put you in the right place at the right time where the man will find you. Yeah. You ain't got to go on messenger and the singles and everything. They have that 50 plus and all that. I'd be scared to hook up with somebody. I see all that stuff on there. I ain't thinking about going either. You know what I'm saying? I ain't thinking about going. I don't want all that stuff. I'm going to get somebody that's as crazy and batty. Drive me out of the will of God. And God ain't connecting me. No. You want to let the Lord connect you.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. He had to give you somebody tolerable, can tolerate you, and you can tolerate them. And truly, if you say, they need to be saved.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise. Amen. It said, for a little while, and he that shall come will come. God said, in other words, for a little while, you might have to wait. It might seem like a long while to you, but you might wait. He said, but I'm going to take care of it. In verse 38, it said, now the just shall live by faith. God said, when you save and have the Holy Ghost, that's what you're going to live by, your faith. Because you ain't going to be able to live by what you see and everything, because it's going to look, some situations don't look hopeless. So you got the privilege when you're born again to live by faith. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure with you. When you say, ain't nothing to that faith stuff. God ain't going to do what he say. That means you're drawing back to your own ways. It says, if any man draw back, it said, my soul will have no pleasure. God don't have no pleasure in people to draw back in their spirit. If you don't watch it, you can sit there and be going through trials and tests and to get so discouraged and say, I ain't going to church. I ain't going to pray. I ain't going to do nothing. Who you hurting yourself? You're hurting the pastor. You're hurting the people. You're hurting yourself. Because that throw you about two loops further back, then you got to catch up, get back where you was at and go further. Somebody give God a praise. It said, but you're not of them who draw back into perdition, but of them to believe to the saving of self. The ones you born again, you got born again of the water and spirit, and God is orchestrating you. You believe on until the end. You believe on till you leave out of here. Amen. You believe you on to whatever. So you just keep on believing. You don't say, I'm not walking with God no more. I quit walking with God. I'm upset with God. You keep on walking with the Lord, and he will not let you down. The Bible said, they that wait upon the Lord shall not be ashamed. Sometimes the devil will make you feel ashamed. Let's say if you haven't struggled paying your bills and you walking with God, living for God, and people, they ain't even living for God, paying their bills all around your head and got money to give you and won't give you, no, got money to get, do everything, and they living for the devil. The devil say, ain't you ashamed? How your situation is such a shame? You can even have sickness in your body. You talking about you a child of God, and you be wondering, why do I have? I got all these sicknesses, afflictions in my body, and the people over there living like I don't know what. Ain't nothing going on with them. The devil can make you feel sometime ashamed, make you feel down or discouraged. But the Bible said, "They that wait on me shall not be ashamed." So God's going to change situations. Somebody give God the praise. Faith come by hearing. Hearing come by the word of God. Amen. This is what our people need to hear in the churches today. They need to be built up in God. Not just built up off of personality. Built off of a hoop and a hop. Amen. They have to be built up in their faith. Walking with God. Because when they leave the house of God, they need something going with them to hear. Amen. That's ringing in their spirit. Somebody give God the praise. Amen. Don't you know you can be in church and hear the word of God. Amen. And you can process so much of it. And some of you might not be able to process, but if your ears are open, your heart is open, amen, God will take that same word and break it down to you when you get home and give piece by piece what you need. Somebody give God the praise. Amen. It said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. Being that said, that's the last verse scripture we're reading. God said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou may prosper. Prosper means to flourish, to physically or spiritually. That means to grow stronger in the Lord, grow stronger in your health, make progress in life, be a better you. That's what God wished of us. He said, as your soul prosper. So what's that saying? The key is your soul got to prosper first. That's not going to prosper your outer appearance and your outer stuff, and you're going to be a better you, and you're going to have all these things, but your soul is corrupt. He starts from the inside. He does the inside job and works it on the outside. The inside of you being a better person starts on the inside and works itself on the outside. God said, as your soul prosper, amen. God promised us, and he didn't say we weren't going to get sick. He didn't say we weren't going to get attacked, but he promised to cause us to recover. He calls us, I'm not preaching a defeated Jesus today. God is a miracle working God. He's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. I know sometimes the devil fights my mind, fights our minds, the things he come against us with, and try to make us think that this would not go. I got the little small issue. I don't have no big issues going on. I probably just got natural, just from getting older. Sometimes we have a little stiff here and dip stiff there and other, but I don't. Right, man, I don't sit there and name all this stuff that I have. I mean, I rebuke that. And I say, Lord, you want me to do your work? I got to be able. I can't be coming in here. I ain't trying to be funny, nothing like that. Everybody doing that, that's them. But I don't see it that way. I don't see God having me coming here on a cane trying to do something for him. I may get up there, but if I'm called, I need to be able. He said it makes his ministers able. You need to be able to have your hands, and he needs your eyes, your hands, your being. And there's certain things we need to do to keep that up. And God wants us to learn how to keep stress off of. Stress will take you out of here. It will decrepit your mind, your body, and everything. So I learned that. I'm learning, and the Lord been teaching me. You got to cast all your cares on the Lord. Amen. You can't sit there from sun up to sundown just listening to people's problems all day. There's a time you need to take a break. Right. Amen. You can't sit there and listen to what the devil's telling you in your mind all day. You got to get away from that, too. A lot of times we want to sit there and be with this one, that one. You got to think about the people you're around. Think about what they talk, what y'all talk about. Think about what you're around. Are you around people that's encouraging you throughout the day? Or are you around the people got so many issues? Amen. Every time you look up, you got to hear all their issues before you know when you feel like you burned down when you leave them. What are we around? Sometimes it ain't a bad thing to be by yourself. You keep your clarity of mind. You know, it's good to be around people sometimes. It is. It's good to be around people sometimes. But this have to have somebody in your space all the time. They ain't contributing no encouragement to me. They ain't pulling me down. I don't need it. And by this time in my life, amen, I don't think I can handle it. I really don't. And I don't believe the Lord give me somebody like that. That's depressing me. And I sure ain't trying to depress them. We'll pull together and make it work. Amen. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Putting God first. Hey, Kate, Messiah. Somebody lift your hand and praise God. Let's everybody stand to your feet.